This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
The feds are closing in on Hunter Biden. I opened the show with that breaking news today. The Washington Post reporting there is sufficient evidence to charge the first son. Good afternoon and welcome back. It is, we're still in the middle of nonstop talk here, 855-839-1210 and on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for being here on our Thursday afternoon edition of the show. It's great to be back with you in afternoons again. But back to this whole issue of quote-unquote book bans. You know, every time, if you're in college, for example, you know this, your professor gives you a syllabus, and in that syllabus, he tells you the things he wants you to read for his coursework or her coursework. Now, if he chooses to put in a book, but not another book, has he banned that book? If a college campus decides they don't want to have particularly books that are this or particularly that, are they book bans? No, they're not book bans. You can still buy the books. Schools have to make decisions with limited funds, with limited space, of which books they want to have in their libraries. As a parent, I don't want my kids reading sexually explicit books. I don't want my kids reading particularly violent books either. But if I do want them to read those things, then I can buy them for them on Amazon.com. It's really not a big deal. It's not a big deal at all. But it really comes down to a bigger overarching point, which is we need school choice in this country so that if parents don't like the decisions that are made in the district and their efforts to run for school board and change things have failed, they can send their kids to a different school district. It just should not be that complicated. But the reason why we have these fights is because the left and the teachers' union stands in the way of school choice. That's the bottom line. When I was in college, I read the Federalist Papers. And I'm glad I did, because it really opened my eyes to the principles behind the founding of the country. There are some colleges right now that ban the Federalist Papers. You don't hear me screaming about it. I mean, but there are colleges in this country right now, and high schools too, that ban the works of conservative writers, ban the works of the founders, the framers. You can't read a lot of books about Jefferson's writings. You can't read the Federalist Papers in some places, the anti-Federalist Papers. They were slave owners, they say. And I'm not screaming censorship, because it's not censorship. They're making choices. I'll tell you, it'd be like this. You go to the school library and they've got DVDs in there and they choose not to carry, Rambo First Blood, which they should because it's one of the greatest movies ever made, obviously. But they choose not to carry it because it's violent. All right. It's not censorship. You can rent it. You can buy it. You can stream it anytime you like. I'm sure that right now somewhere First Blood is on. If they don't show The Godfather at school movie night, I'm not screaming censorship. They've chosen to show the kids a different movie. Nobody in their right mind would think if the school library doesn't have Godfather 1 and Godfather 2, that they're censoring Godfather 1 and Godfather 2. They've just decided that maybe these movies are not appropriate for their kids and what they want to teach them in film class. How is it censorship? It's not. Of course, it's not censorship. And that's the point. The reason why CBS Evening News is whining about this is because they don't like the fact that parents are pushing back. You're not going to hear them do a segment about some lefty private school in Manhattan that has decided that they will never put in Dr. Thomas Sowell's books, or they've taken out the Federalist Papers, or they've decided that any of Trump's books will never be allowed in their library ever again. How many of these lefty schools have, for example, The Art of the Deal in their libraries? I don't know. I don't care. They can make their decisions accordingly. Make your decision about what books you want to have, what movies you want to show, and, you know, and go with it. And then the parents can either make changes at the school board level, write letters, complain, speak out, speak up, and they're doing that. and the school can either change direction or not. And then parents have the ultimate choice, I think. They should be able to have the ability to put their kids and send their kids to a different school. And that said, every school in America, I believe, should carry the 7 principles of public speaking, proven methods from a PR professional by Richard Zeoli. I'm just saying, that's my point. Because this censorship must stop. It's chilling. It's chilling that they've decided to censor my book. I feel the Bill of Rights crumbling in my hands. Also, why they've chosen not to show my college movie, Spaceman from Planet 9, that I made with my dumb film class. No, I never did that, but I'm sure there's like movie nerds out there that have made their own movies before. And I don't think they're showing them in high school libraries anytime soon, right? Just saying. Although I do support one thing, though, and that is a ban on Ben Affleck movies across America. That's the one area of censorship I think we can all get behind right there. Can we not? As a nation, can we all agree on that point? It's like, I oppose censorship. There's always a but. But when it comes to Ben Affleck movies, well, I'm just saying, it wouldn't be the worst thing is all, you know. But these schools are doing the right thing. They really are, because some of this content is ridiculous. It's so incredibly sexually graphic. We're talking about cartoons of depictions of leave it out. You want to teach your kids this depravity, go for it. Knock yourself out. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody's talking about passing laws. You know what I would be upset? I would be upset if they passed laws against those books being sold, or if they tried to ban them, if the government tried to ban them, or if they tried to prosecute parents for buying them for their kids. Then I'd be screaming. But I'm not going to scream because a school library has chosen to not carry Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So our other producer, Dan Valdez, he texted me and he said, my college banned Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and Anne Frank's Diary. Now, what college did he go to, out of curiosity, that they would ban Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
That's a weird combination.
And Anne Frank's Diary. Well, would you go to the Academy of Nazi Germany? Where did you go to school, Daniel?
I think he goes to Newman.
Newman?
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. They made decisions to not carry those books. I don't know. Ask them if they will carry it for you. I don't know. I have to tell you, man. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the book or the movie? Because that weird remake with Tim Burton.
Oh, that should be banned.
That should be banned. That was pretty freaky.
What's the beef with Willy Wonka? I mean, Anne Frank, that makes no sense.
That makes no sense.
Willy
whatsoever.
Wonka doesn't make any sense either.
No. Hang on a second.
That?
You're wrong, Matt DeSantis. You Harvard elitists, the Oompa Loompas and the Oompa Loompa community were very triggered by their depiction in the movie. All right? I know an Oompa Loompa, and he does not like to be depicted as Oompa, Oompa, Oompa-dee-doo. Like, they just do riddles all day. These are hardworking candy makers here, the Oompa Loompas. And you're going to belittle them like that? What's wrong with you, man?
Actually, now that I think about it, it also is questionable how Wonka acquired those Oompa Loompas. Didn't he, like, grab them from Loompa Land or something?
Yeah, he, like, stole them in human trafficking
sounds
to bring
sketchy.
Them, you know?
Sounds a little bit like slavery.
I'm just saying.
Are they there against their will? Was that ever asked?
I'm just saying. And also, too, can we point out the sugar in that freaking book?
I mean, Augustus Gloop, he fell into the chocolate river and he got sucked up through the tube. I mean,
valid point. They do kill a lot of kids. Wonka's kind of a monster. Well, he killed a bunch of kids. He grabbed the Oompa Loompas. We don't know if they're there against their will.
Right.
It actually is kind of dark. I'm actually starting to support Newman University's decision to ban that literature from the school. Kids shouldn't be reading that.
You can talk about the boat ride, too, the scary boat ride in the movie.
The centipede that crawls across the screen, that's
terrifying.
Demented. And how about poor Violet? She eats one piece of candy, she like explodes, she turns blue.
Yeah, well,
they have to roll her out.
You were fat shaming her. It's also why you got to get out of there.
Fat shaming Augustus Gloop, too.
And the Oompa Loompa community has been so maligned because of that book. I saw a bunch of Oompa Loompas on the street the other day that said, we'll work for candy. I saw, not even joking, Fifth and Market. No joke. That's no joke. All right, so we figured out how why they banned Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Anne Frank remains a mystery, but maybe Daniel will enlighten us on that point at some point very, very soon.
Daniel just called in. Daniel, if you're listening to this, call back. We need more information.
Yeah, I want to understand this exactly. Although I do think that Willy Wonka is the reason why we have an obesity epidemic in America. Yeah, that jerk. You know why I don't? I'm an Asher's chocolate guy. I've never been a Willy Wonka guy. I'm a proud Asher's chocolate. They are America's oldest. It's Pennsylvania first. The Asher family, great people. Jeff Asher, our buddy, who's probably listening right now. And Asher's chocolate is delicious. And they don't use slave labor from the Oompa Loompas. They pay their hardworking Pennsylvania chocolate makers, all right? Also, Charlie also didn't have enough positive thoughts, only negative. Yeah, Charlie was a little bit of a downer.
The grandpa was really lazy also. He kind of just laid in bed for an eternity.
Charlie, 30 years, and then suddenly, get to go to the most exclusive candy factory in the world? I can walk.
Yeah, work. His family's living in poverty. One ticket, though, to the candy factory, and suddenly he leaps out of bed. He's dancing around.
Stinking Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe. The guy was a deadbeat his whole life, like President Joe. And all of a sudden... living off the public dime, and then all of a sudden he gets the golden ticket. Amazing to me. 855-839-1210. Oh, this is just a ridiculous segment. Somebody said the other day, they said, well, you know what, Rich? Are you going to be funny in the afternoon? Sure, I'll talk about Oompa Loompas. There you go. Daniel Valdez, our associate producer, is calling now. Yeah, so why did they ban Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
So the description that the picture had was that Charlie had negative thoughts instead of positive.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a downer, man. He totally was.
Yeah.
What about Anne Frank's diary, though? Why'd they ban that?
I was just so dumbfounded by the one. I didn't actually see the actual reason for it, but I would assume because it's controversial subjects.
Well, World the Holocaust tends to be controversial, but I would. Could you find out for us and let us know?
Yeah, I gotcha.
All right. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Yeah, man.
Did you like the movie Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Johnny Depp?
I like that one better than the original.
Oh, get the hell out of here. No way. The Gene Wilder version was way better. What's wrong with you? You kids today.
I mean, they're both good. They're both good.
No, the Johnny Depp one would look like Michael Jackson's time at the Neverland Ranch with the kids. That's what I think of when I watch that terrible movie.
I mean, Timothy Chalamet is the new Willy Wonka. Did you know that?
I don't even know what you're talking about. Why were they remaking it again?
Yeah, they're doing a prequel.
This is heresy. All right, Daniel, thank you. We look forward to having you back on the show sometime.
Yes, sir. Hopefully soon.
All right. Let's hope. 855-839-1210. But no, a school choosing not to make their students read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or carry it is not a book ban. If the government of the United States bans it, that's a book ban. If a town council bans it, it will be unconstitutional. It will be illegal. And that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about schools with limited resources and budgets making decisions which they think is in the best interests of their educational mission. I won't scream if you don't carry my intellectual hero, Dr. Thomas Sowell. Don't scream if we don't carry your weird graphic sex books, you perverts. 855-839-1210. Listen, one thing I do know about food is that Omaha Steaks makes it easy, delicious, and affordable for you to have an amazing fall experience around the grill. See, Omaha Steaks is America's oldest butcher, and for a reason. Ever since we have turned around and watched all these big conglomerates get bought up by China, Omaha Steaks has stayed family-owned right in America's heartland, and they are doing something really special right now. 50% off site-wide. And when you use my code ZEOLI at checkout, ZEOLI, you're going to save an extra $30. That's right. Save an extra $30. It's a wonderful thing. I love their food. It's great. And everything from burgers and fresh premium cut steaks that are flash frozen right at the peak of flavor sent to your door. They've got comfort meals you can prepare before the kids will even ask what's for dinner. I mean, at a time of rising food costs, everywhere you go, every grocery store, food prices are soaring. Well, guess what? Omaha Steaks, 50% off site-wide, plus an extra $30 off when you use my name, Zeoli, at checkout, ZEOLI. So do it today. You'll be the tailgate hero, the fall barbecue hero, and you will be eating great and saving money. 50% off site-wide, an extra $30 off, omahasteaks.com. My name, Zeoli, at checkout.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.